Welcome to our Nerve Conduction Velocity Testing Guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for nerve conduction velocity testing. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information, including illustrations of the nerves and testing equipment. Let's begin with a description. Nerve conduction studies may be called electroneurography or electromyoneurography, as well as nerve conduction velocity or NCV studies. To keep it simple, nerve conduction velocity or NCV is the only term that will be used for this discussion. Nerve conduction velocity testing measures the speed of conduction of an electrical impulse through a nerve and can help to evaluate nerve damage. During the test, a specific nerve is stimulated, typically by using electrode patches, which are attached to the skin. Two electrodes are placed on the skin over the nerve. One electrode stimulates the nerve with a mild electrical impulse, and the other electrode receives the stimulus signal. The resulting electrical activity is recorded. This process is repeated for each nerve being tested. Generally, testing includes affected and unaffected sides of the body. The speed of the nerve impulse is then calculated and compared with the results of the non-affected side of the body. So why have NCV studies? NCV helps detect problems with nerves. Symptoms such as numbness, tingling, and continuous pain may occur before your doctor suggests NCV testing. Muscle testing, such as electromyography, detects whether the muscle is functioning properly in response to the nerve stimulus and is often used along with NCV testing to differentiate a nerve disorder from a muscle disorder. Common diseases or conditions that may be evaluated with NCV include carpal tunnel syndrome, herniated disc, sciatic nerve injury, pinched nerves, and other nerve injury. Guillain-Barré syndrome and Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease are two nerve-related conditions that occur less often but may also require evaluation with nerve conduction velocity studies. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend NCV studies. What are some of the risks? There is little risk associated with NCV studies. When the electrical impulse is delivered through the electrode, it may cause brief discomfort. The electrical impulses used during NCV are at the lowest possible voltages needed to stimulate the nerve. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare? Your doctor will explain the test to you and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the test. Read the form carefully and ask if something isn't clear. Generally, no fasting or sedation is required prior to the test. If you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, latex, tape, or anesthesia, or if you could be pregnant, notify your doctor. It's also important to mention all medications and supplements that you're taking. You should wear clothes that permit access to the area to be tested or that can be easily removed. Also, stop using lotions or oils on your skin for a few days beforehand. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your nerve conduction velocity studies? Before the test, you'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere, and you'll be given a gown to wear. NCV tests are typically performed by a doctor, such as a neurologist or physiatrist, although a technologist may also perform some portions of the test. Depending on the area being tested, you may be asked to sit or lie down for the test. Your doctor will identify the nerves that need to be studied. A recording electrode will be attached to the skin over the nerve. A stimulating electrode will be placed at a specific distance from the recording electrode. The nerve will be stimulated by a mild and brief electrical shock given through the stimulating electrode, which may briefly cause slight discomfort. The stimulation of the nerve and the detected response can be seen on a monitor that displays the electrical activity as it moves through the nerve. After the test is completed, what do you need to do? After the test, you may return to your previous activities unless your doctor advises you differently. You may be instructed to avoid strenuous activities for the rest of the day. The electrodes should be removed from your skin to prevent irritation. You may receive additional or alternate instructions after the test, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you have found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on nerve conduction velocity testing and other nervous system health topics and procedures.